A bill to end most non-medical exemptions from vaccines for Oregon school children died in the state Senate this week. It wasn't a natural death. The House passed the bill, then Senate Republicans left the Capitol stalling the business of the Senate over money matters. To get them back, the money bill passed. Democrats agreed to kill the vaccine exemptions bill. Senator Jeff Golden of Ashland had reservations about the bill, which he never got to express in an actual vote. The senator is on the phone to talk about his perspective. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you. And I just, so you never got to vote on HB 3063. You had spoken about your concerns about it. How are you feeling about the fact that there was no vote at all?
Well, they're split. I think the process is pretty funky. I think that walking out and refusing to provide a quorum is not doing your job. And this isn't how public policy should be made. I was not going to vote for this bill. I worked with other people to try to change it. My feeling overall was, this was not a pro-vaccine versus anti-vaccine bill, in my view. It was revved up more and more and more by the almost daily reports of measles in, first Vancouver, Washington. I think altogether 14 cases in Oregon, several hundred in New York. And, it sounded like the Black Plague had descended. So the bill that was ready to come out was going to take Oregon from the least restrictive to arguably the most restrictive in the state. I thought that was a huge jump. And I was getting, I don't know anything where I've gotten more input from the district. Very split, more in opposition than support. But the support folks included the people supporting the bill included some public health professionals and doctors. But I heard from several, more than a few, doctors and public health professionals who opposed the bill, but didn't feel that they could say so publicly. And what they said, they all believe vaccinations are basically safe. But especially the public health officials told me and others, this is going to do too much damage to the social fabric of Oregon. And a successful public health program is not based on coercion. You drive people underground. You drive people sideways, you drive a lot of fraud, and you confirm the narrative we hear on some of the blowtorch radio that the government is out to get you, doesn't care about you, and just wants to coerce you these days. And people who've been in public health 30 or 40 years thought this bill was a very bad idea.
There was a real binary on this one.
Go ahead.
There was a real binary on this one where it seemed like people on one side were ready to allocate the other people into either pro-science or anti-vax camps.
It was really extreme, and I got it, for those who opposed it, including many of my friends, I've asked them to consider what they think happens when some people, a minority of opponents, come into the building wearing yellow stars, like the ones Jews were forced to wear in Nazi Germany, and comparing supporters of the bill to Nazis, basically. What happens? What do you think happens there? And then on the other side, that happened a lot because people felt so dismissed. People brought children in with some real problems, medical problems, that they associate with vaccinations. And what they were told by and large was, you don't know what you're talking about. You can't prove it came from the vaccinations. How do we know this is as you present it? And, if you have a kid where, there is something that happened neurologically or, in some fashion, and you come to the Capitol and say, please don't make me vaccinate my other children, and you get told that, well, you're liable to get pretty extreme in reverse. And it really, this debate just spiraled downward for 2 months or so.
Senator Jeff Golden, you testified before a House committee on the bill, and part of your testimony featured a magazine ad from 1947. What was that about?
Well, first of all, let me tell you why it's hard to talk about this publicly. I've had a couple pediatricians brought me in early on. They said, we read your comments, agree with some, disagree with others, but the problem is you're a state senator. You're an official. And our concern is that if you start questioning any of the science, you're going to give strength and backing to the people who question all the science, and that will damage in our district or wherever it gets publicized, the public belief in proven public health techniques. So that has me a little slow to talk. But my point was that particular ad was a a cartoon of a dancing fruit and a woman and somebody else dancing and singing DDT is good for me. And it was from a chemical corporation at the time, was a magazine ad, I want to say from 1949 or 1950. And the point was, it's not hard to list about 12, a dozen or so chemical interventions in the last 60 or 70 years that the established science, the scientific institutions, the government institutions like CDC and FDA, said these are safe, good stuff. You can go, you know, we had this debate about GMOs. There are any number of pesticides, other medications. And the people who doubted their safety were written off as some kind of nuts. And I, you know, my belief generally is that we have lived in a time, Jeffrey, you and I grew up under the commercial slogan, better living with chemistry.
Right.
And that has dominated American culture and society for most of our lives, with a lot of side effects that turn not to be real good. And I just, you know, it makes me want us to be a little more humble, a little slower, a little more experimental rather than coming out with broad-scale application of these technologies when we are not real clear about the long-term effects.
So, Senator, you've obviously not heard the end of vaccines as an issue before the legislature, I am confident. Is there any legislation you would like to see considered?
I want to think about that some. I understand the issue. I think that, again, the fact that these now nationally 700 or 800 measles cases, 14 in Oregon, resulted in coming very close to mandating these 10 vaccinations and telling people if they didn't do it, they couldn't send their kids to public or private schools. That's not a balanced approach. So I want to, you know, I really want to hear from the public health professionals who did not feel safe or for whatever reason chose not to be heard in this discussion about what does it take if the goal is a healthy community and a rational approach to contagious diseases in schools. What does that look like? Who does that the best? You know, Washington State started out with a bill somewhat like this and ended up with a bill that only applied to the MMR, mumps, measles, rubella vaccine. That's one possibility. But I think we got to back up, understand that we do not have an Ebola plague at our gates, and figure out the costs and benefits of any kind of mandate. I'm skeptical about a mandate, but I'm not completely closed to it.
All right. At the moment, anyway, House Bill 3063 appears dead for this legislative session through a deal with the Oregon Republicans to get them back into the Senate to deal with the money bill, which did pass. Senator Jeff Golden never got the vote on 3063, says he would have voted no for the reasons you just heard. Senator Golden, thanks for joining us once again.
Good talking to you, Jeff.
All right. Take care.